The Chicago Cubs pulled one game ahead of the San Francisco Giants in their race for the National League wild card spot last night. But the biggest game in town isn't on Wrigley Field. It's over Wrigley Field. The ballpark is in the crosshairs of a long-running feud between the mayor of Chicago, Richard Daley, and the city's largest newspaper, the Chicago Tribune, whose parent company owns Wrigley Field, and it also owns the Cubs, and also the television station on which the Cubs are broadcast. When a Tribune reporter at a recent news conference asked Mayor Daley if the city's taking action to inform the public about structural problems at the park, Daley fired back with an accusation of his own that the paper has failed to cover the story.
Well, you have responsibility. It's your business. You work for them, not me. Yeah, you work for them. Why should you disclose it? You should have known. I bet you knew. Didn't you know about it? Why not? You have responsibility as a good reporter to find that out. You lecture me, I'm lecturing you.
Well, to catch us up on all this wrangling, we're joined now by Tony Sarabia, correspondent for Chicago Public Radio at the studios of WBEZ in Chicago. Good of you to be with us.
Hi, Neil.
Well, we just heard Mayor Daley accusing the Tribune of failing to report on unsafe conditions at the park they own. How did the Cubs get dragged into all of this?
Well, it just so happens that the Cubs, as you said, are owned by the Chicago Tribune. I think that if the Cubs were owned by Borden Milk, it probably wouldn't have been as bad. You know, the thing about Mayor Daley, and I don't know if your listeners can sense it in his voice, he's pretty impatient with the press, and he's pretty thin-skinned. And there's been a lot of unflattering reporting about the mayor's administration, some of the capital projects. There's a huge park here called Millennium Park, and there was a big investigation on how that was financed and how it was done by the Tribune. So I think the Cubs are unlucky in that, yeah, they're owned by the Tribune, and the mayor's not happy with the Tribune for a number of reasons, mainly reporting on him.
Well, to be fair, though, there are chunks of concrete that fall from time to time from the upper reaches of Wrigley Field onto, fortunately, as so far, are unoccupied seats.
Sure. And the Cubs have been taking care of that. What started this was not just the falling of the concrete, but there was some work done to repair some of that. And once the city found out that work was done, they also found out there were no permits for that. So they had their own engineers come in just a couple of days ago and kind of rip up some of the work that the Cubs had already performed on the park. So that kind of raised the tensions even more. The mayor had threatened to cancel yesterday's game if they found that something was wrong. Nothing was wrong. But it goes back to, again, them not getting the permits for this. So what the Cubs did a couple of weeks ago is, according to the Tribune, I should say not the Cubs, but the Tribune, the owners of the Cubs, they got a tip, they say, from someone who had mentioned that there were some structural problems with City Hall's facade. So the Tribune went ahead and got some Freedom of Information requests from City Hall to find out about that. And that is kind of what really started this tit for tat between the mayor and the Tribune.
Well, I have to say, I grew up in New York, and heaven forfend that politicians in Chicago could be like this. But in New York, if you irritated somebody, there was always a threat to, you know, we'll send the building inspector over and may find a violation or 300.
Sure. That's kind of how people see it here. Again, it's this going back and forth. And as I said, it is because the Cubs are owned by the Tribune. So it's not really aimed so much at the Cubs as it is at the Tribune. And as a matter of fact, the Cubs president, Andy McPhail, the other day said, and I'm quoting here, the city has conducted enough inspections of Wrigley Field by now that they should be satisfied we are not printing a newspaper here. So if anything, that heightened the tension. And the other day, the mayor said, you know, they ought to get a team, and this guy ought to keep his mouth shut.
Refresh my recollection for me. Didn't the newspaper endorse Mayor Daley every time he's run?
Oh, sure. There's no question that the papers, both the Sun-Times and the Tribune, always have endorsed the mayor since, you know, 89, 90. But again, the paper has been aggressive in reporting on things that have been going on in the Daley administration. There's been some corruption allegations within his cabinet, and some people have been let go. And again, getting back to the Millennium Park issue, a huge investigation on that. I think people, and perhaps even so more so, the press feels that, you know, the mayor was reelected virtually without opposition. There was token opposition. So maybe there's this feeling that we need to be a little more hard on the mayor, and he's not this kind of dictator, and whatever says goes. And sometimes you get the impression from him that, well, how dare you question what I'm doing? So it kind of goes back and forth.
Anybody just come up with the suspicion that the mayor's a White Sox fan?
Ha! Huh. Well, that's well known. I mean, I was talking to one of my colleagues, and he said, well, both Mayor Jay Daley and his son, the current mayor, you know, would only go to Wrigley Field, which is on the north side of Chicago, if they wanted to be seen. They really didn't go there for the game. They are true diehard Sox fans. Sox Park, now called Cellular Field, which was Comiskey Park, is in Bridgeport, where the mayor and lots of mayors grew up. So there's no question that he's a Sox fan.
Well, no matter which ballpark you go to, watching the mayor and the Tribune go out, it seems to be the biggest spectator sport today in Chicago.
Well, especially since the way the Cubs and the Sox are doing.
Well, let's not get into that. Thanks very much for being with us today.
All right, Neil, thank you.
Chicago Public Radio correspondent Tony Sarabia joined us from the studios of member station WBEZ in Chicago. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.